Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm on alert with the evening news. First, the headlines. Governor Laganesan stresses bonds between government, civil society and citizens as key to development. Health Minister P. Paiwang Konyak says department is on right track in providing medical services. School Education Advisor Dr. Kekre Hyome emphasizes ongoing initiatives to strengthen state sports ecosystem. And in a first, 10 tribes to compete in Nagaland Wrestling Association Open Championship 2025. Now the news in detail. Governor Laganesan has emphasized strengthening bonds between government, civil society organizations, CSO and citizens as key to development. During his first official visit to Tamlu subdivision in Longleng district, he said progress thrives where there is synergy and urged further cooperation between CSOs and the government. He highlighted the main objectives of his visit was to assess the developmental initiatives in various sectors to ensure that they meet the needs of the people, as well as understand their challenges and incorporate their aspirations into policy making. He commended efforts of the various government departments despite facing challenges. The governor also lauded CSOs for their role in advocating for justice, bridging gaps and empowering communities, urging community leaders to foster peace through dialogue, mutual respect and unity. Health Minister P. Paiwang Konyak today said that the department is on the right track and should continue to make progress in providing healthcare facilities and services to better serve the people. He said this during the felicitation program for the Kayakalp awardees for the years 2023-24 and 2024-25 held at the Directorate of Health and Family Welfare in Kohima. Congratulating the awardees, Mr. Konyak expressed his happiness for the health units receiving the awards and assured that the cash incentives will be enhanced in the next awards.
NHM has always taken the responsibility and priority to support this award. Unfortunately, last year we could not have this award, but this year we have the award for the last year as well as this year. I assure you that in the next Kalia Cup, in the next Eco-Friendly Award, and also in the next Inquash Award, I will see that cash money is enhanced.
The health minister also reminded medical officers that no transformation occurs without human effort and emphasized the need to improve not only the outward appearance of district hospitals, but also their clinical performance. Mr. Konyak also expressed his desire to visit all health units across the districts. Zineboto District Hospital has received the Kayakalp Award for 2024-2025 as the best government district hospital in Nagaland, while Dr. Im Kong Li Ba Memorial District Hospital received the Kayakalp Award for 2023-2024. District Hospital Mon and CHC Changtongya were awarded the Eco-Friendly Award for the year 2024-2025, while Kifire District Hospital received the Eco-Friendly Award for 2023-2024. Under the Kayakalp Award 2024-2025, Bandari in Wakal was awarded the Best CHC, Kuhuboto PHC in Dimapur won the Best PHC category, and Long Misa in Mokokchung received the award for the Best Health and Wellness Center, HWC. The awards, which carry cash prizes and certificates, were presented today during a felicitation program held at the Directorate of Health and Family Welfare in Kohima. Meanwhile, three more health units, Kuhuboto PHC, CHO Rusoma, HWC Subcenter Kohima, and Singrep HWC Kifire, have received the National Certification of Public Health Facilities based on National Quality Assurance Standards, NQAS. Altogether, there are now 9 NQAS certified health units in the state. Advisor for School Education and SCERT, Dr. Kekre Lulia Hyome, has emphasized ongoing initiatives to strengthen the sports ecosystem in Nagaland. Addressing the inauguration of the inter-district GHSS and GHS Tournament 2025 at Medziphema today, he highlighted ongoing efforts including collaboration with the Union Sports Ministry to improve Khelo India Centre's map play areas and set up new training facilities across the state.
Under Youth Resource Department, they have what we call 32 centers all across Nagaland. We are reviewing this. Although our departments are different, we need to have this kind of consultation. We need to work in harmony with each other. We need to understand how the supply chain goes around.
The advisor assuring the state government support for promising athletes with a focus to produce more Olympians. He also emphasized the significant role of sports in education, discipline and character building. Highlighting its importance in physical and mental growth, Dr. Hyome encouraged students to integrate sports as an essential part of their academic journey. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. In a first for the Nagaland Wrestling Association, NWA, 10 tribes will compete in the upcoming 15th edition of the NWA Open and the first Women's Open Naga Wrestling Championship 2025. The championship is scheduled to take place on March 28th at Kocheje Local Ground, Kohima. NWA President Vivolia Kezo announced at a media briefing today. Mr. Kezo said a total of 129 wrestlers, including 100 men and 29 women, will participate in the Open Championship. The participating tribes are Angami, Chagasang, Zelyang, Lotha, Sumi, Pochuri, Rengma, Chang, Ao, and Pom. The NWA president also highlighted on the format for the upcoming championship.
Traditional Naga wrestling will be played in the main tournament of Nagaland Wrestling Association. On the other hand, considering the importance and benefit of our Naga wrestling to be recognized internationally, by fulfilling the criteria set by the United World Wrestling, we have also decided to move ahead with what the conditions they have given to us. This Naga Wrestling for promotion will be played during International Farmville Naga Wrestling Championship, Open Naga Wrestling Championship, National and International Naga Wrestling Championship.
Mr. Kezo appealed for the support and cooperation of all Naga communities to promote this traditional sport. Meanwhile, NWA General Secretary Ken Lum Hemang announced the association's decision to hold two categories of wrestling, that is, Naga traditional wrestling and Naga wrestling.
Traditional wrestling is deeply in the mind of Nagaland Wrestling Association. That is why NWA will be organizing Naga traditional wrestling each year without women, preserving our rich custom and tradition. But the following year will be Naga wrestling in the Open Wrestling Championship for both women and men, in line with the bell wrestling under United World Wrestling. While keeping in mind of the present generation, it is very pertinent to think that whether we want to keep our sports within the state or to promote our sport in the international arena.
The 15th edition will feature three categories in the men's division, above 90 kgs, below 90 kgs and 75 kg. In the women's open, two categories will be introduced, 60 kg and above and below 60 kg. Union Minister for Tribal Affairs Jual Oram has assured release of the pending final installment of central share for the CSS Post-Metric Scholarship 2023-24 to ST student beneficiaries of Nagaland. He gave this assurance during a meeting with Nagaland's Higher Education Minister Temjen Imna Along in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, Mr. Along briefed the Union Minister on the issue and requested release of the pending final installment of about 12.74 crore rupees. He also suggested reviewing the current system of releasing funds in 3 to 4 installments by funding agencies to the state government, calling for release of funds in a single installment. Mr. Along expressed his gratitude to the Union Minister for the positive response. N. William Koso, a trailblazing football coach and a professionally trained educator from Nagaland, passed away early this morning in a tragic car accident at Chumukedima. Mr. Koso, widely recognized as the first coach from the state to earn the prestigious AFCA license, leaves behind an enduring legacy in Indian football and a huge gap to fill in for Nagaland football community. Throughout his illustrious career, Mr. Koso served in several pivotal roles, including technical convener of Nagaland Super League NSL governing body. Expressing condolences to the bereaved family, the NSL governing body said his contribution, dedication and presence will be missed by the entire football fraternity of Nagaland. Advisor to Chief Minister and Secretary General of Nagaland Olympic Association, Abu Mehta, also expressed grief on the demise of Mr. Kosol and said his dedication and commitment to the sporting ecosystem were unmatched. And now to end the news, the headlines once again. Governor Laganesan stresses bonds between government, civil society and citizens as key to development. Health Minister P. Paiwangkonyak says department is on right track in providing medical services. School Education Advisor Dr. Kekre Hyome emphasizes ongoing initiatives to strengthen state's sports ecosystem. And in the first, 10 tribes to compete in Nagaland Wrestling Association Open Championship 2025. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.